The rest of the story. Mid-19th century was the golden age of steamboating in North America, and yet the romance of retrospect belies the harrowing reality. In fact, historians say that Neil Armstrong was safer rocketing to the moon than he would have been steaming from St. Louis to Kansas City a century previous. Such was the treachery of the Missouri River. 400 steamboats were lost on those turbulent waters in those days. Among them was the Arabia, a great white steamboat. She'd been in service only 3 years when on the evening of September 5, 1856, her hull was pierced by a submerged tree trunk. Her passengers made it to safety, but she and her cargo, 200 tons of cargo, went straight to the bottom and stayed there. And so it was as the Arabia slumbered in the murky depths that her legend grew. Stories of her fabulous cargo, speculations of the treasure awaiting any brave enough to recover it. For decades, men dove blind into the swirling inkwell, lured by the slenderest hopes of locating and reclaiming the Arabia's riches, but none succeeded. And then along came a bold treasure hunter named David Hawley. Hawley had grown up near the Missouri River. He'd spent hours sitting on the bank, imagining the perilous adventures of years gone by. And one day he learned about the Arabia, and of her remarkable cargo, and of the generations of vain attempts to salvage it. And David vowed it would be his. For 3 years, he studied historical records, old maps of the river, until eventually he was certain that he had located the Arabia's resting place. And he embarked on July 1987, armed with a proton magnetometer, patiently anticipating the telltale electronic signal, and then it came. And yes, 45 feet straight down was his prize. The recovery operation would prove arduous and hazardous. It would be more than a year before the first tightly sealed cargo barrel was brought up and opened, but my, what a sight. Nearly 200 artifacts in one barrel alone, including Wedgwood china, elegant silverware, delicate figurines, oriental silks, and French perfumes. It was the barest beginning. For at last, more than 200,000 items had been reclaimed from the Arabia's grave. Even jars of pickles a century and a third old, still fresh and delicious as the day they went aboard. And, of course, the real prize. The part of the cargo for which generations of would-be salvors had risked their lives. 400 barrels of premium-grade Kentucky bourbon whiskey. David Hawley and his partners, including his brother and his dad, would create a permanent exhibition in Kansas City, Missouri, for all that they had found. It's called Treasure of the Arabia Museum. And yet, as remarkable as its inventory is one fact of the discovery. Because as time passed, the swift currents of the Missouri River eroded its own banks, even changed its own course, which a century later left the wreck of the Arabia 8 fathoms... under the Kansas cornfield of a farmer named Norman, half a mile from the rushing water's edge. If you hear that Kansas City has a sunken treasure on display, I want you to know that is so. But I also wanted you to know the rest of the story.